This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That has to be the backyard encore, Sean, I'm guessing, right?
100%. Think it's time to go home, they come back out and they rip this.
Obscure old show reference from a 617 texter. We gave away a backyard barbecue with Jane's Addiction, and it ended in a giant brawl, which was broken up by, I believe, the Marlboro Police Department. So we should. I'm just remembering this based on this text. And thank you for texting on the Subaru of New England text line. But we should be careful if we're going to give away the different audience.
How did that happen?
What do you mean? It was WAAF.
Were you part of the brawl?
No, I was. I wear glasses.
Okay.
I watched it. But I was. I think I fled the scene immediately.
Yeah.
Usually somebody hitting on somebody's girl.
That's normally how it starts. You're right, Liggy. Yeah. All right. Anyway, we have leads left, including one from Curtis. Curtis, good morning.
Interesting month or so for Rory McIlroy, who completed the Grand Slam, winning the Masters, proceeded to hug Justin Rose's wife for an hour, and then had an issue with his driver, I believe, that was not really legal that he used to win the Masters. And then this week, it's the Memorial, Jack Nicklaus's tournament every year. Jack Nicklaus, you know, one of the true statesmen in the history of golf. And
perhaps the greatest to ever do it, although Tiger would disagree. But
most
yes.
accomplished, not the greatest. Jack Nicklaus was caught off guard yesterday as he found out that Rory McIlroy is not going to play the Memorial, not from Rory McIlroy. And here's what Jack had to say.
Were you not aware until basically the rest of us that Rory wasn't coming?
I was sort of aware of it about the middle of last week.
And so it sort of surprises you, I guess, that he's not?
Yeah, it surprised me. But, you know, guys have got schedules and got things they do. And I haven't talked to him for him to tell me why or why not. You know, that's just his call. I made a lot of calls that I had to make when I played to play or not play. And sometimes it wasn't as popular as people thought it was, but you know, sometimes you have to make those calls. I don't hold anything against Rory for that. He did what he likes to play. I know he likes to play so many in a row. He likes to play the week before a U.S. Open, and so that's what he's doing. So, you know, I really don't have a comment on it. It's very difficult, very difficult. I mean, I'm a big Rory fan, always have been, and I'm sure that will remain that way.
Yeah. Huh. So you didn't call him. He's also a member of the Bears Club in Jupiter, which is Jack's like signature course.
Yeah.
Very odd.
Well, and he's too classy to say. I love the way he said it.
Right.
You know how he feels about it. Like, Give me a phone call.
Right.
You douche nozzle.
Yeah.
At least send me a text. Like,
right?
Dude.
Is it the guy Jack's tournament? Is that why?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's like Wiggy. He's a statesman.
Yeah.
He's an elder statesman of golf.
But a class act as well.
The Joe Montana of golf.
I guess the best analogy would be like if Bill Russell had an event and you know LeBron was going to go no showed and didn't call and tell him why.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
A guy that was laid the foundation for the sport.
Yeah.
And if I know I pissed off a lot of people with my 86 Celtics take.
Yeah.
If Jack and Tiger were both in their prime playing 18 holes, it would be like when Greg played Scheim. Tiger would destroy Jack.
Tiger had way better technology when it came to clubs. That's
they
the
changed the sport because
would...
of Tiger. They literally changed golf courses
Jack
all over.
They had to lengthen everything.
He was playing with like a wooden driver
mm-hmm.
that
yep.
was, you know.
Well, what if they had
the circumference was 5 inches? No offense, Courtney.
What if they had the same technology? That's where we always look at it.
Right.
Like, if they had the same technology, is Jax, is Tiger still way better than him?
In a time where everybody had the same technology, Tiger won 4 consecutive majors.
No, but we're talking about this guy, Jack.
Right, but I'm saying against your own competition, that's how you're measured. Tiger
it's just like Rory McIlroy should show up and give Jack Nicholson the respect that he deserves.
Nicholas.
Yeah. I always
the respect. The respect that he deserves.
I love this people. That's the Twitch chat just Long Road is telling me about Bears Club. I've been there many times. I know it. Like, I literally have been there probably 24 times. It's right off of Donald Ross, where the beautiful Trump International is situated. Thank you.
I mean, it's like if Courtney had a Christmas party and you didn't show up.
Yeah. Oh, and didn't call or text.
Oh,
but it would be different. I would get the invite.
It's pretty much the same thing. You got the invite.
You got the invite.
Where did I get the invite from?
Oh, she gave you the invite.
That was a petty invite.
No, it was not.
I never got no invite in the mail. That was
and Selena both got the email invite.
That was after the fact. Like,
it wasn't.
Hey,
it was,
everybody here is invited. Oh, Jackson, you too.
No, we sent that invite. Invite to everybody via email at the same time.
I don't remember that.
You got the invite. You just didn't show.
Yeah. Same with my wedding, but RSVP.
Excellent lead, Curtis. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.